Ari Rosenstein is with us live via telephone. He is the founder of LifeShare. We have discussed over the years strategies, reactions, initiatives that many in the community have implemented when a tragedy strikes, or even before a tragedy strikes, when someone of note or a member of the community in general is taken from us at an early age or suffers a terrible illness. Obviously, families go through, as one can only imagine, very, very difficult situations in light of those circumstances. So Ari Rosenstein has created something called LifeShare, community-based financial support before tragedy strikes. You could actually go to lifeshare.community, see a video, and check out exactly what they're doing. But he's here with us to explain exactly what they're doing. Ari Rosenstein, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nahum. Thank you very much for having me.
Good morning to you, sir. So LifeShare is the first global Jewish community, and I'm reading from the website, where members provide financial aid to each other in the event, God forbid, of a tragic loss. In just 3 minutes and $25, you could join LifeShare and protect your family and the community. How can one protect one's own family and community, Ari, in just 3 minutes and for as little as $25?
All right, thank you. So as you said in the introduction, there have been many, many initiatives over the years to basically increase the amount of life insurance and the number of people that have financial security and financial protection. So God forbid, should they pass away, it's not left on the community to take care of their family. So we've recognized that there has been a lot of resistance. There's many, many reasons why people don't buy life insurance or maybe have life insurance, but it's old and they're underinsured. Right. So we've created a program where it's really a kind of a self-service online program where you log in and you make a commitment. And the idea of LifeShare is really, I would say, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh BoZeh in the digital space, where we make a commitment to support one another. And basically you join the community, it takes just a few minutes to sign up. There's no brokers involved and there's no detailed health exams. You have a basic questionnaire. And once you join the community, you basically say, I make a commitment that, God forbid, should anybody in this LifeShare community pass away, I give permission to LifeShare to collect a very small amount of money. We can get into the details if you'd like, to provide financial aid to the family.
I mean, every time it's a tragedy, whenever there's a tragedy like this, you envision once you've, you know, maxed out, so to speak, or once you've gotten to the number you're looking for, at least, you're assuming that everybody will have their credit card swiped for how much money, if God forbid there's a tragedy.
So we provide up to $250,000, right, which is like a we view this as like a let's call it like the first, like a hatsala, the first responder, right, emergency financial aid, critical, right, aid, not a long term $1 million insurance program, but, right, something that will keep the family on their feet for 6 to 12 months. So, right, $32. So, right, it's a $32 charge one time only when there's a death in the community. We're not charging monthly. Right. We're not charging premiums. We're not holding money. We're not saving money.
Right, literally someone becomes a member. And what's the number you're looking for? Like, if LifeShare was, you know, the way you envision it, it would have how much of a membership?
Well, each community we're looking to build between 7,000 to 10,000 members.
Okay.
With 7,000 to 10,000 members, based on the size, $32, we get $250,000.
Right.
As needed for the member.
And people understand, I would hope that this audience certainly understands, that sum of money will go a long way. As you just explained, obviously there are immediate expenses and this, you know, this terrible rush and this terrible scramble to try to gather money together in a specific community, a specific shul, a specific city, you know, that would be avoided. You know, that would not be necessary. And there would be, you know, again, something remaining after those initial expenses for the family to actually, you know, plan out what they could do with the additional funds, you know, during the remaining period of time. It should get them, as you said, to the 6 month to 12 month area. And then after that, they'll be able to, you know, see if that money can in fact work for them even beyond that. Ari Rosenstein is with us live via telephone talking about LifeShare. It's LifeShare.community. And people should also realize, by the way, there's an age factor here, right? You're looking for members who are going to be served, meaning those who eventually, if God forbid something happens, their family will be provided for. You're looking for people who are between certain ages, correct? We're not doing this for 90-year-olds. I'm trying to put this in as sensitive a way as possible.
Yeah, no, listen, the idea here is to provide immediate financial aid for families that are left behind. So God willing, you're 75, 80 years old, the family, I hope your 60-year-old kids aren't turning to you for financial support anymore.
Exactly.
So the program is up to 65 years old, maximum. At the age of 65, we give them a beautiful congratulations letter. You've outlived the community. We encourage them to still participate. You can still contribute to the community. You can sponsor other families in the community. That's another big component, to sponsor Rabbonim in your Kehillah, needy families in the community, Machanchim, Hakar Satov, to a local school or institution. But at the age of 65, they would no longer be eligible to receive a payout.
Right.
And I just want to make sure, a very important notice, the $32, this copay we're calling it, is tzedakah. I've spoken to Rav Asher Weiss. We've got Rav Hershel Schachter. This is tzedakah and it's tax deductible. So it's not like a premium going to an insurance company, but it's going directly to the family, which you could pay for Meiser.
Look, you have a really impressive list of rabbinic advisors. I think that we could all agree on that. And I understand why there's tremendous enthusiasm among community leaders to get this done. And by the way, since you started, I think you'd agree, based on what you told me off the air, I think you'd agree that you've reached a pretty big number already, right? You've already gotten, there's good membership. There's certainly great signs for the future of this program with the membership you've already gotten, right?
Yes, we've got several hundred members starting in the first month or two that we've rolled it out. It's still starting slow. We're building this. It's a nonprofit. So we don't have huge funds coming in at the moment, but we would like to share it with the world. I mean, it's something that it's an awareness campaign. It's an educational process, because we know this is something different. It's something new. And I do get pushback. Why are you promoting this instead of life insurance?
Right.
And I tell everyone, get life insurance. If you can get life insurance and you could buy a multi-million dollar life insurance.
For sure.
But for the procrastinators, the people that don't have enough coverage, or to support the community, or people that can't afford life insurance, this is an excellent way, quick and easily, stop procrastinating, stop stalling, and get some basic protection.
And what rabbi wouldn't want this program to exist? It falls on them to coordinate fundraising efforts in a matter of hours when tragedy strikes. I mean,
exactly.
I can't imagine every rabbi would.
The community and the leaders, correct.
Yeah, every rabbi would be enthusiastic about it. And by the way, folks, again, logically, on the whole age thing, this is not meant for people, who have the majority of their kids married and the rest of their kids financially stable. This is meant for people who, God forbid, in their 30s or 40s, literally, pass on from an illness or suddenly, and they're leaving, they're leaving kids that have to be taken care of, and all the payments and expenses that we in life are familiar with in the Orthodox community, and even without, even regular expenses, mortgages, etc., it all has to be taken care of. So this could be an amazing help. And look, Ari, the attraction. The attraction is the cost is, I mean, describe it again. Membership is how much? And that's it, right? Is it a one-time membership fee? 1 year? What does it work?
It's $25 once a year. That's it. That's just to keep the basic operations of the nonprofit running.
And if there's a tragedy, you help us. You help us give tzedakah. Simple as that.
Exactly. We enable you with pre-authorized. We're not going to hit you up every time. You give up permission, $32. That's it. We expect, based on the community size, I'm sure your listeners want to know, well, how often are people dying? What if 10 people are dying a month?
Right.
So based on statistics, we're looking at a mortality of about 1 per 1,000. So 6,000-7,000 people, 8,000 in the community, 6,000-8,000 deaths a year. We're looking at about $250 a year.
Right.
That's the projection on when the Baruch Hashem, no one's died yet. And we hope no one does. And if nobody does, there's nothing to pay.
Right.
So that's the beauty of it. It's quiet until we need to collect.
All right. What's the next step? Is it literally just asking people to join LifeShare? Like, is that it? Is that what we're up to here?
Well, absolutely. First and foremost, we want to spread the word. As many people that join, that's the stronger, the bigger the community grows faster. We could protect more people. I wasn't going to use this as a platform, for sponsorships. But if people would like to sponsor a community, to help spread the word in a particular location, obviously getting the word out, doing marketing, getting the local publications, speaking with the Rabbanim. We've spoken to about 100 rabbi communities across the United States. And now it's really just hitting the community and the membership and the families and schools and schools. So it's a lot of awareness, a lot of education that we need to do. If anybody would like to partner with us and participate in sharing this, if, you know, the lack of life insurance has been a pain point for many, many people I've spoken to, yep, this is a great opportunity to help alleviate that.
And I'll tell all my colleagues in the media business, as much as all of us deserve to, you know, to make a living, and I firmly believe that, I would never suggest that anybody do something, you know, that they normally would make money on. But if there's going to be a stucca that any media, any newspaper, radio show, any type of media, social media, influencers, if there is ever a cause that you'd like to toss in your own stucca for and cover a story, you know, in my opinion, free of charge, the return on this is amazing. So I'm going to suggest that to everybody. Do what you can and help LifeShare, you know, grow as much as possible. And again, you know, not at all telling my colleagues not to make a living. Everybody deserves to do so. But for those looking to really do great pro bono stucco work, in my opinion, this is one of the best things you could do. Join LifeShare. Go to lifeshare.community, lifeshare.community. They have amazing endorsements, incredible rabbinic advisors. The whole concept, I think, is fantastic. And you can read more and more about it by going to the website, lifeshare.community. That's lifeshare.community. Ari Rosenstein, is there anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, we just hope, you know, Rav Asher Weiss, who's one of our advisors, said, we should never need this.
Amen.
But if the need ever happens, we should all be there for each other.
Yeah. And at a really reasonable rate also. You know, I hate to make a big deal about it, but, you know, when communities are turned to save a family, everyone's got to give significant sums. Here, an incredible amount will be given to the family with a $32 swipe, which is, you know, pretty amazing, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the numbers. So that's it. It's in the numbers, and we just really hope to grow this as quickly as possible.
Hey,
I really appreciate it.
Could people reach you through the website? Probably people listening right now want to investigate this further. Could people reach you through the website?
Absolutely, sure. There's phone number and email on the website, and it'll be routed directly to me.
All right. Folks, I'm making this recommendation. LifeShare, look into it. It's a great program to become a member of, and it's again lifeshare.community, lifeshare.community. Ari Rosenstein, I thank you. Thanks for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you, Nachum. I really appreciate the awareness.
More coming up. It's JM in the AM.